When new cancer drugs are tried out on patients who volunteer to be in clinical trials, those doing the research pick up some of the tab, but not all of it. Now insurance companies in the state will have to share in the cost, paying for what Kathy Peters of the American Cancer Society calls standard care.
So things like your blood work, your nursing care, your physician fees, that sort of thing.
The American Cancer Society wanted such coverage mandatory, even though many insurance companies said they already provided it.
We were hearing from some patients that indeed a lot of people were having trouble getting that care covered. It may not necessarily have been an outright denial, but rather their doctor or their health insurer was under the impression that it wouldn't be covered, so they just didn't even try.
A group representing small companies in Wisconsin said the law probably will not have a big economic effect. But Bill Smith from the Federation of Independent Business says it opens the door to more mandates.
Not the cost so much as it's the notion that the government is telling small businesses what kind of insurance benefits they need to provide. Every mandate by the government with regard to benefits carries a price tag.
Cancer researchers at the UW-Madison say the law should help more people get into clinical cancer trials, where patients have access to the latest and what doctors say are sometimes the best treatments. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.